The next speakers are going to talk about things to think about in your own private practice. We have Charisse Clausen, who is with the Baird firm in Temple. Charisse went to Baylor, was a student of Beth, and you can probably maybe guess why she's here today. Thank you, Beth, for recruiting these people. And Taylor Fitzner, who's also with that firm. Taylor was an editor of the Law Review and graduated summa cum laude at Baylor as well. So thank you guys for being here today. We look forward to hearing from you.
Well, good morning, everyone. Like you said, I'm Charisse Clausen. This is Taylor Fitzner. We are with Baird Cruz Schiller & Whitaker in Temple. And we are here to talk about the practical implications of the Corporate Transparency Act. As kind of a preliminary disclaimer slash apology, I realize that they're actually called rules. However, they should be called regulations, so that's what I'm going to call them. but if you are one of those people that likes to be particular about language, they're actually rules associated with the Corporate Transparency Act. But today we'll be covering reporting companies and individual obligations, attorneys and staff as company applicants, modifications to documents that might help mitigate some risk that is going to be coming along with the Corporate Transparency Act, attorneys' duties to clients from an ethical standpoint, and ongoing reporting requirements in the future. So, we'll start with reporting companies and individual obligations. Some of this information is going to be a little bit redundant, so I do apologize for that. Taylor said,
"Yeah, it's a second shot. If you weren't paying attention, you've got a chance now to catch it."
But here we've got a definition of the domestic reporting companies and foreign reporting companies, and then we've also listed the exempt entities for you in the next couple of slides. These are all pretty logical, in my opinion, in that they already have some sort of reporting regime that they're a part of, and so the government's got their information for the most part, and they don't need them to report it again. So the information that must be reported under the Corporate Transparency Act can be summed down to information on the company applicant, information on the reporting company, and information on the beneficial owners. And the rules make it pretty clear that it's the reporting company's obligation to actually make sure that those reports are filed and kept up to date. But liability for noncompliance is obviously going to be on individuals. So let's talk about the situations in which individuals might possibly incur some sort of penalty due to their noncompliance with the Corporate Transparency Act. Two situations, basically, either the individual willfully provides or attempts to provide false or fraudulent beneficial owner information, or if they willfully fail to report, complete, or update beneficial owner information. And as was mentioned, willfully, that's not exactly clear about how egregious the activity would need to be in order for FinCEN to impose some sort of penalty. I would like to think in the beginning they're going to take a more relaxed approach and not define much as willful. But I suppose if the person has been given an opportunity every week for the entire year and refuses to do it, that might be something that would be considered willful. So FinCEN is going to look at essentially three elements when determining whether to impose a penalty on an individual. The first is that the entity was required to report information, the reporting company fails to report, and such person either causes the failure or is a senior officer of the entity at the time of the failure. So what that means is that even if the senior officer didn't cause the failure, they are still going to be on the hook for the noncompliance with the Corporate Transparency Act. And here's a list of the people that are considered to be senior officers. That's anybody who's exercising the authority of president, CEO, general counsel, CFO, COO, or any other officer, regardless of title, who performs a similar function. So I've seen this several times, in my practice, I'm sure most of you have friends get together, they form an LLC to flip some houses or something, or it's family members forming an LLC. There always seems to be that one person who just can't get it together. he can't get you the information on time, you ask for things and it comes in late or it never comes at all. That's somebody who members of or fellow owners of a company are going to need to watch out for, because if he's not holding up his end, if he's not taking care of reporting his beneficial owner information, the people that are actually in control of the entity are still going to be on the hook, even if it wasn't their fault.